Welcome back to Aware. Hi, this is Lisa Gar. So is Friday usually the day of the week that you look forward to? Well, it's usually, for me, it's Sunday. I love Sunday. But I don't love Mondays. I don't love, like, getting it all rolling again after, especially after you've had a great weekend. My family and I usually take off on every single weekend if we can, because we like going places, mountains, oceans, rivers, lakes, whatever will take us. But when we come back on Sunday night, getting that momentum going again for Monday is a bit challenging. My next guest, Jannie McGuire, is on the mission to make Mondays the best day of the week for us all. In her book called Monday Love, she talks about 52 reasons to love Mondays. Jannie, why should I love Mondays?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Loving Mondays because for me, Monday, which usually is, like you said, the worst day of the week for people, it's drudgery. It's, oh my gosh, getting up out of bed one more time, the same thing over and over and over
again. It's also the highest suicide rate day of the year.
Yeah, because people are dreading going to work, dreading Monday, dreading that same thing they're doing over and over again. So I say, find what you love, find what you're here to do, what you're passionate about in this lifetime, and waking up on Monday morning will be like, oh, I'm so excited, I get to do what I love.
You know, I heard a statistic that Mondays is the highest incidence of heart attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is?
The stress. We're all stressed, and there's no time. It feels like everything is just overwhelming. There's no time to do what we want. Well, time is self-created, and you can make the time if you find what you want to do, you do it. I'm sure we've all done that. We say, oh, you know, finding a passion, finding something that you really want, you do find the time. But we don't use our time wisely.
On the weekend, maybe we find
time. Of course we do. We'll always find time then, right?
Yeah, right.
But Monday, the workload and everything, it's just stress.
Well, I just take Mondays off.
Oh, there you go.
That alleviates the problem altogether.
There you go. Love for you.
Right. So how did the book start? Tell me about the story of how it got started.
Well, I was working with a group of people. I did 3 to 4 month-long leadership programs with them, and we had a really busy weekend because we'd get together on the weekends and do things, and I thought, oh, everybody's got to get up Monday morning and go back to work. So I sent an email out, and in the subject box I put Monday Love, and I just said, you can do it, you know, get through this week, and I just wrote some things to kind of support them and help them through the week. And that kept going for the continuing couple of months that they were in the program, and by the end of it they said, could we please keep getting Monday Love? It had changed our lives. It kept us going because we had this to look forward to. We knew when Monday came, we would go to get our email and have something that could take us through the week that we could think about that would inspire us. And it was born. I said, okay, sure. So I started telling other people about it, and next thing you knew, it just grew. It kept growing and growing. It's been 7 years.
And so the book, Monday Love, is just a week-by-week type of inspiration through
Mondays. Yes, it's just like
Mondays.
How people would receive Monday Love, because you can receive Monday Love yourself. Just go to the website, get MondayLove.com, sign up, and you also will receive Monday Love.
Which is
email.
Good. Now, you had said that time is self-created. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, like, time is it's kind of a, it's, we say we never have enough time. So we create that.
This is true.
We say, I don't have enough time to do that. There's never enough time in the day. Yet if we find that one thing that we're really passionate about, or more than one thing, we seem to find the time. There is always time if you really want it.
I'd like to hear from my listeners about that. If you have a comment about that for Monday Love, give us a call, 877-520-1150. We're talking about, you know, if you don't love Mondays, if you do love Mondays, give us a call. Jannie McGuire is my guest, and she can basically talk you through it if you don't. So, what are some of the healthy mantras that people can use when you're heading into something that you don't like? This, by the way, can apply to anything, a job you don't like, which is actually sometimes why people don't like Mondays. What are some of the things people can say?
Just say to themselves.
Yes.
That get them. Well, changing an attitude, I think. It's because the way we think about ourselves, the way that we approach the day. Oh, I hate this. I can't stand this. My boss drives me crazy. That's thoughts we put in there. What if you were to switch that? I really like this. Thank God for this day. Thank God for this job, because it does help me pay the bills right now. Maybe I don't love this at this moment, but this is what I am doing. And yet to get to what I love, which is, you know, looking at what am I passionate about. Sometimes that job you have is just, it is to pay the bills. It is to get you through. But changing your attitude about it, it's because it comes from us. It's not the boss that's really the problem. It's our way of seeing the boss or our attitude about that.
Now, what about teenagers and school? When they don't necessarily have, you know, it's not a job, and it's mm-hmm. something that everybody does on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you tell teens to kind of get excited about Mondays?
Well, it's a choice. How are you going to go to school? How do you approach that going in there? Oh, this math class that I don't like, or this teacher again that I don't like.
But and you can't love everything all the time.
No, not loving everything all the time, but it is an attitude. It's shifting your own inner attitude about yourself, about how you're approaching it. Is school it is a have to or a get to? That's how I look at life too. Have to or get to.
Well, if you're a teenager, it's kind of a have to.
Yeah, it's a have to. Yeah, we can say that it's a get to because education is so valuable and so important.
I say that to my daughter. She's 4 and a half. She doesn't want to go to school, and I said, but you can learn when you go to. Mommy, I know everything.
Yes, of course. Well, I have a 12-year-old. I have a 22-year-old. So I've been through it, and I work with at-risk teens, and I do workshops with them. And it's the same thing. They say, oh, I don't want to do it. I don't like to go. And, of course, we all have that. We all have that I don't want to. I fight and push against things I don't like. Yet this is life, and this is what's put in front of us every day. Again, it's your choice. How are you going to approach each day?
Well, if you put it that way, it is different because, I mean, you're not going to love taking your car into the shop. And you're not going to love, you know, if it breaks down in the highway.
Right.
But I've noticed that there's always, you know, if you look for it, if you sometimes you have to look really hard for it though.
Yes.
But if you look for it, there is a message and I would call it guidance in everything. This past Friday, my family and I were camping in Malibu, and mm-hmm. we have an RV, and it's really fun to this beautiful place in Malibu where we go. And the plumbing exploded in the RV on Monday, and my husband had gone to work, and I'm like, my 4-year-old and I have to figure this out, unhook the whole thing, and drive it to Agoura, which is like, you know, 30 miles from here. And I had no idea how to do any of that stuff. I've driven it. I mean, I can drive it, but how to unhook it and all the stuff you have to do and deal with in the motorhome. So anyway, I did it, got some people to help me, got frustrated, but I did it. And we got to the RV shop, and I was noticing that the brakes were a little bit funky, and they fixed the plumbing, which was really cool, in about half an hour. And I said, hey, can you look at the brakes? And he looked at the brakes, and he goes, I have no idea how you got here.
Mm.
There's no way you would have made it back safely. And I all of the frustration and everything pretty much went away when I looked at the rotors,
mm-hmm.
and they were pretty much cracked.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I would have gotten back through that canyon road. So you look at it and you find the gem in something, but I did not approach it that way.
Yes.
I'll tell you, it wasn't pretty.
You know, they say something about camping with families. There's great things that happen because things come up. Like that.
That's true.
How do you handle the situation? The fire went out. A storm happened. All these things happened. You look at yourself. How do you handle the situation? Especially with your child there. Are they seeing you in frustration and anger? Oh, I hate this. I can't believe this is happening. Or, woohoo, we get to go on an adventure.
Yeah.
Let's figure this out. How's mom going to drive this thing? And then you get there and look at what happened. It's perfect because that is an approach and an attitude and a change of how you're looking at things.
Yeah, we actually got to hang out in the motorhome all day long in the repair yard, but we had a great time.
Yeah.
We
yep.
played, and it was actually fun.
Yeah.
But it was a good connection time. It was just mm-hmm. solid mommy-daughter time. So, okay, what if you're getting up on a Monday and you walk into an office where other people are grumpy?
Mm-hmm.
And they have attitudes about Mondays.
Well, isn't that usual? Isn't that what we face every
uh-huh,
day?
Uh-huh.
And then we're looking within ourselves, okay, take a deep breath. Everything's great. Have you done this? You've had a great day, and you don't know why. You just feel fabulous, and you just feel so happy. And you realize as you're going through that, people around you seem to kind of follow that. Or opposite. You're grumpy. You're just going to complain about everything, and then everybody else complains with you, and it's just great.
Uh-huh. That's usually what happens.
We are energy. What we put out there comes back to us. So what you choose to have your day be like, it will. Now, you're not going to change everybody, but you will begin to notice the difference in the people around you. We wonder why sometimes we can't get along with family members or something like that. Change your attitude, and boy, gee, all of a sudden, miraculously, they seem to have changed too. How does that happen?
It sometimes takes a little while, but so I want people to know that, but it does. Mm-hmm. And it does actually work in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now what is your goal with the book? What is your goal with Monday Love?
Well, to change Mondays.
Okay.
For sure.
Single-handedly.
Yes. And to have them be Mondays and Tuesdays and that any day of the week, that we wake up with passion, that we wake up with something that we can look forward to, that it's not a drudgery life, that this is a great gift, that we are here for a purpose and a reason.
That traffic is a great gift?
I don't know if it could be.
Could it? How?
If you're in stop traffic, maybe that's a moment, a time of reflection where you can turn off the radio and turn everything off, turn off the cell phone and just look around you. When I coach people, I've had them, this guy was driving and I was coaching him and I said, stop, pull over. What do you see? He said, wow, there's trees here. I never noticed that.
I actually do that. I really love my drive. I don't care
great.
If I'm in traffic or not because I have a 4-year-old constantly going, da, 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 da. So
traffic
it's cool.
We look at it and get stuck in it. We can say, I'm stuck.
No,
but we can say, wow, what's around me?
My producer, Gina, who has at least a 40-hour and a half commute every day, gets under the freeway all excited and ready to go. And she's done a lot of work on this, but she hits that traffic and the frown gets turned upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we tell Gina?
Okay, Gina.
Gina's listening.
Again, it's a choice. And it's that autopilot of, it's kind of like before she even gets there, she's working at it or trying, saying, okay, I'm going to change it. But it's really, when you're in it, it's, okay, take another deep breath.
Oh, yeah?
What can I make out of this? What can I have be positive out of this? I mean, not just positive, like, oh, this feels good, feel good.
Well, Gina's here. She has a few things.
Hi, Gina. I appreciate your tips here, and these are things I do try to keep in mind every day.
Yeah.
But when I'm sitting on that 405 and things start to slow down and I feel that tension, I take a breath, I'm listening to music, and I can't seem to get into a calm space. Although I consciously try.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't work.
I'm pushing this a little bit because it doesn't work.
Okay.
I've tried all the methods I know to do. And I've tried everything.
Hypnosis. She's tried everything.
And Lisa hears about it constantly because I arrive at the studio. You
know. Now, she also is from New York. So you weren't used to drive a lot?
No. I got everywhere quickly.
So
I was taking
Gina, how could you use that time?
Well, I do use the time. I listen to, meditation tapes, hypnosis tapes, empowerment. I listen to shows.
Everything you do regularly and consistently, how long have you been doing it?
About 5 years.
Okay, and it's still the same?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and I'm consciously trying to change it.
Does it drive you crazy?
Yes, it drives me crazy. It's my biggest source of stress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can you counsel her in about 1 minute? Can you tell her what to do?
1 minute. Okay, accept that that is what it is.
Right.
That is stressful, period. End of story. That's it. That's going to be your stressful hour. Let go of trying to fight against it then. Trying to go, okay, I'm going to make this. It is what it is. If that's the time, you're going to have your stress. Sometimes we try so hard to change, and do everything. Just surrender to it and let
that's
it go.
Interesting.
Maybe you can find a little amusement in that.
Yeah, I will.
Actually, that
I
is
will.
Make it like your insane hour.
Exactly.
Without hitting the road rage.
Changing the attitude. And it's not always like, oh, positive, good, happy, happy. It's like changing the attitude. Okay, here I go. This is my stress hour. Maybe you get to take, I'm gonna use this time to yell and get mad at my boss or whatever it is.
Okay, well, that was pretty good, Janet.
You
passed the test. All right, thank you very much for joining me. Monday Love's the name of the book. Janet McGuire is my guest. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks.
Have a great Monday, folks. This is Lisa Gar. You've been listening to The Aware Show on KTLK.